Blog Talk Radio.
Melissa Ambers presents the best and hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, Gotham Talk, where we talk to entertainers, business owners, comedians, and everybody who's somebody about what they're doing right. We're bringing you the best conversations regarding business, current affairs, and how it relates to you. Buckle up, it's going to be a great show.
Hi, we're on with Gossip Talk, and we have an exciting show today. We have two poets that's going to join us on the show today. But first, we're going to hit our hot topic of today, and the hot topic is Janet Jackson coming back.
Woo-hoo!
Now, I'm also on with my co-host, Mary. And Mary, there's been a lot of talk about, okay, here she is, here's Janet. She has this new, you know, sexy song that's out. So what are your thoughts on that?
I like the song. It's traditional Janet. I like when people, they know what you want from them, they come back with what you want. You know what I mean? She's not trying to do anything different. It just sounds like Janet from 10 years ago. Some people criticize that, but I think, you know, you stay in your lane. That's what works for you. Now, whether the world is ready for her, I mean, a lot has changed since she's had her last album. Beyonce and all these other women are, you know, really, you know, tearing it up on stage. But her concerts are selling out all over. They've added concerts. So I'm happy about it. I'm excited about it. I kind of wish you would let her brothers open for her. They could use the work.
Well, I'm kind of on the fence about the song. I'm on the fence. It's kind of like,
You are?
It hadn't really, you know, appealed to me yet. It's getting better, but I'm still not, okay, that's Janet, she's back. That still hadn't hit me yet.
Yeah, it's nothing. That's what I was saying. It's nothing that goes like, wow, you know. It just sounds like a cut off of one of her old albums. You know what I mean? But it's
and
the more you hear it, it is kind of catchy. You know, it starts to grow on you after a while. So I just hope she I wish her success. I like Janet, and I wish her the best. It's not easy making a comeback in any industry. You know, you stay away for a few years, so much changes, you know. She doesn't really need to come back. You know, she married a billionaire. So, you know, but that speaks to, and I say that kind of jokingly because When you have a passion for something, when something is your craft and you enjoy doing it, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You know what I mean? You have a desire to do what you do. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, I'm married and I'm not married to someone that's a billionaire, obviously, but if by some chance we struck it rich, I wouldn't want him to say, okay, now we're billionaires. You don't have to write anymore. You don't have to, you know. I mean, I wouldn't want him. You know, if I didn't have to work as hard, I would accept that. But as for my passion, I would still want to do it. So I applaud her for that.
Yeah, I do. I give her that. I mean, Janet is Janet. I mean, she looks awesome. I mean, it's. Like, what can you say? She looks really good. There you have it. Janet Jackson is coming back. She's selling out her concert. She's even added Houston onto the map. So she's
all
coming
right
here, and those tickets are starting to go on sale. I believe it's next week, if I'm not mistaken. So they may be out of tickets within 2 weeks, if that long, because I know everybody's going to jump on that bandwagon to go see Janet.
Yeah, and a friend of mine just posted from Atlanta that tickets just went on sale today or yesterday, and they don't even have any seats left. I mean, they're like in the nosebleed section, which I think that's really bad because what happens is scalpers buy up all the good seats, you know, rich people.
Mm-hmm.
companies buy up all the good seeds. And that, if I were an artist, and I don't know how much control they really have, but I just think that's so unfair to your loyal fans that they can be the first in line and still can't get a good seat.
Yeah, you're right about that. So we're going to roll on in to our show.
All right.
With our poet. And we're going to start off with Miss Morgan. Morgan, how are you doing?
Good. Hi, Morgan.
Tell us, how old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
13. So what started you to writing poetry?
It was a writing camp last summer.
A writing camp?
Okay. What happened?
Ma'am, I couldn't hear you.
I asked, did you say a writing camp?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Let me just jump in and say I applaud your parents, your mom, for that. Because
absolutely.
When you see your kid that, you know, and I mean, the earlier you can get your kid involved in what they're interested in, the better. And I just applaud parents who are proactive like that and put their kids in something like writing camp. So that I give your mom an A+ for that.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Well, as a matter of fact, she wasn't interested in it. I kind of talked her into it.
See, that's good. That makes it even better, Mom.
What happened that you saw that she was interested in writing poetry and she was kind of hesitant on it and then you gave it a little extra push?
Well, Morgan has always had a very big imagination, and I just thought it was something that she might be really good at. So I told it was a week camp during the summer, and I told her to give it a try and see if she liked it. She, you know, I said, you don't know what's going to come of it. And after the camp, you know, it's like the spark lit, and here we are.
Wow. Well, Morgan, would you like to share one of your pieces with us?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
Okay, go for it.
The name of this one is Justice. Two young souls died for reasons unknown. Their names are Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. Trayvon died due to a misunderstanding because he had his hood up. When he died, we came together as a whole. We wore our hoods up in remembrance. Michael Brown died because of a police misunderstanding. He was being peaceful, saying, "Don't shoot, please don't shoot." We are rioting because our officer was not convicted. When Trayvon meets Michael in heaven, they will proudly stand side by side and say, "Welcome home, brother." They died for reasons of questionability. It's our job to help those who died the same way get the justice they deserve. The world is coming to its doom because people can't trust those appointed to protect us. Trayvon and Michael are proudly standing in the clouds of heaven saying, "Please get justice for those who don't have a voice of their own." There are a few good people in the world, and if you are one of those few, please stand up for the underdogs. We are the new generation. We are the youth. We can try to mend the rift in the world. Please, I'm begging you, help me have faith in the world. To you, I might be a stranger, but I have a passion to stand up for those rendered voiceless. Stand up to police brutality peacefully so they won't have anything to fight us on. Have one love, because Martin Luther King Jr. taught us not to hate the ones that hurt us. Every generation has to deal with racism. Maybe ours would be the one to stop this vicious cycle. Trayvon and Michael died senselessly because of their appearance. Please remember those two souls snuffed out too soon.
Wow.
I'm snapping my fingers.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
I need to have my keys like a ting-a-ling. That is awesome.
Yeah,
thank you,
congratulations, Molly. Wow. How often do you write?
It just comes depending on what's going on in the world.
Wow.
So you get
it's
most
routine?
Of your
Yes, ma'am.
So you get most of your material just from like current events and things going on in the news, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That's very cool. What do you see yourself? Do you see yourself like writing as an adult and turning this into a career, or do you think it'll be like a hobby for you?
I plan on turning it into a career when I get older. Yes, ma'am.
Mhm. Well, good for you. Keep at it. Keep working at it.
Yes, ma'am. I will. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Do you do open mics or go to different shows, talent shows or something to share your talent?
I'm about to start doing open mic and things of that nature. Yes, ma'am.
Very okay.
Good.
Do you have a social media page that you share your artwork on?
Not yet.
Let me tell your artwork. Okay. Well, we also have another poet on the line. It is an older poet, an adult, I should say. And his name is Van, but he goes by Express Yourself. So, Van, you heard Miss Morgan. Tell us,
yes, I did.
You know, at such a young age, what are your thoughts on her piece, Justice?
The fact that she wrote about what she wrote about, I applaud her for one. Because there are several others up in age that they really don't have their mind set on actually speaking on something so positive and something that's so mandatory. I mean, we honestly need to hear more of those type of poems like that. Poems, songs, writings, whatever it is. So I really applaud her for just having the mind state to actually do that.
Why, thank you, sir.
Wow, that is awesome. I applaud you, I applaud mom, dad, everybody. I mean,
that
takes a lot. So mom, with Morgan only being 13, and I know, you know, mom, you know, that's your baby, you know, you have your arms around her, protect her from so many different things. How hard is it? You know, she may want to get out to express herself, but at the same time, you may pull back because you're not, either she's not ready or you're not ready for her to get out there or just that protection. How hard is it to balance that?
It's not hard at all. I am a protective mom. However, I want my daughter to spread her wings and fly.
Amen. I love that.
Amen. Yep.
I love that.
And I'll be behind her every step of the way.
That's
beautiful.
That is awesome. Yeah, and it's so, like I said earlier, it's so important to have that kind of support. I'm a writer, and I remember when I was a kid, and I wrote poetry and I wrote stuff, and just to have your parents, you know, behind you and guiding you. Is a huge part of it, because there'll be things that you'll be able to see, like the writing camp and things like that, that you see that you invest in it now, and it really will pay off in the future. And even if you decide to veer off and, you know, and do other things, it's still within you. And I think or Express Yourself, you can probably relate to that. When you have a passion like that that's inside of you, you'll find a way to make it happen.
You're exactly right about it. You are right. Sometimes it's not easy, but at the time it's necessary.
Right.
We're going to pretty much do anything that we want to do, and that's for anyone. If we want to do it, it's going to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But that's enough. As an adult out there trying to get your craft recognized and stuff, is there a place for poetry these days? What kind of outlets are there, and what have you? Where do you present your work?
right now, this is actually one of the first places I've actually just really, really, really exposed myself. I'll write things and on Facebook or Twitter, but that's about it. I know my sister and mom have been like my number one fans for writing. It's like there are several different avenues for poetry. They have several different stages, whether writing a book, whether doing spoken word, television, radio. Poetry is everywhere now. It's like the new hip hop.
That's great.
Different avenues.
Have you ever thought of putting it to music, or submitting it like to someone else that puts the music or something? Your words.
I've thought about it. Just never haven't had it done. Have one. Actually, the one that I'm about to do now. There's, I know someone that's going to be doing the score behind it. I haven't finished product yet, but as soon as I do, then I do plan to expose it.
Okay. Well, I have a couple more questions for Ms. Morgan before we let her go. By being, a young lady now, and you have, your friends, your peers, that, the video games, cheerleading, different sports in school, do you find yourself being torn of, I really want to write today, but I want to be, a cheerleader or do something else?
No, ma'am, not at all.
What are some of the things that you like to do besides, writing?
I enjoy reading and listening to music.
Wow. Okay. And what type of music do you enjoy listening to?
Oh, I love rock music. That's my favorite type of music.
Rock?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Interesting. So who's your favorite rock star?
For old school, it has to be either Guns N' Roses or Motley Crue. As of newer stuff, a band called Black Veil Brides.
Wow. So who got you interested in rock music?
No one. I grew up surrounded by music, but as I gradually found the different genres, I identified myself more enjoying rock music.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, Morgan, again, I commend you, and I thank you for coming on, sharing your story and sharing justice with us. If someone wants to contact Morgan for a show or to be a part of anything, how can we get in touch with Morgan?
You can you have my phone number, and they can reach me by phone number, or they can reach me by email.
Okay, what is your email address?
My email address is Vanessa Bobb, VanessaBobb at hotmail.com.
Great.
Okay, is there any social media?
Excuse me?
Is there any social media that someone can go to a page and like?
I'm on Facebook under Vanessa Bobb.
Okay.
I was just going to say real quickly that I applaud you as a fellow writer. I really appreciate you, and you're so articulate, and I appreciate that you're open to all kinds of things. Like, you're who you are, and stay that way. You don't have to fit yourself into any kind of box that anyone else has you in.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Keep writing, girl.
Thank you, ma'am. I will. And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you, ladies.
We'll talk with you later. Thank you. No problem.
All right. Bye.
We're still on with Express Yourself. So, Van, tell us, how did you get into writing? And for those of you that don't know, Van is my brother. And he I could say it was a well-hidden secret that nobody knew he wrote. He was, you know, if you will, the class clown. He was the one, you know, he was that brother. I just feel like that. And,
hey, nobody.
You know, I just said that brother. I didn't go into detail. So he was that brother. And then I don't remember how I found out, but something, he left something open in me, you know, being a sister, saying what you're doing type thing. I think I started digging or something, and I saw it. And I'm like, what is this? Who did this? And I wrote, like, no, you didn't write this. I was like, boy, quit playing, you didn't write this. And, you know, and then I came across a binder full of stuff. And I'm like, whose stuff you done stole? This isn't yours. What you mean stole? Right? And I'm like, what? You know, this ain't yours, whatever. And what really opened my eyes to it was one year for my mom and at the time his wife, we was doing like homemade cards for Mother's Day. And I say, I'm a creative one, and he's the writer. So I said, okay, you do some, and I fix it up, and I, you know, do the cards and stuff. So he came over to my house, and he was like, well, tell me the first word come to your mind. I'm like, He said, tell me the first word come to your mind. I'm like, I don't know, Jesus. And he's like, okay, I'm like, no, wait, I'm thinking. And he just took that. He went downstairs, and he came back up with his paper. And I'm looking at him like, somebody downstairs in my house that I don't know about? And that right there was like, wow, he actually can write this stuff. And he did it probably 20, 30 minutes, if that. And from then on, it's like, you got to do something with this. This is a well-kept secret. Who knew? You know, so of course we're all dumbfounded and like, okay, there it is then. There's Van. He actually did have something that he didn't tell nobody about. So while he was in the room behind closed doors and his music blasting, he had all his thoughts going through his head that nobody knew about when we thought he was just in there, you know, losing his mind, acting crazy. But that was his cover-up. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. That was his cover-up that he didn't want nobody to know he had a little sense. So now that we know he got a little sense, here he is. So, express yourself. What truly started you to writing, and how long were you in hiding?
I wouldn't say I was in, well, for those that, I used to kind of get in trouble a lot. I was always punished and confined to my room.
Confined?
So they used to always let me keep my music in the room. And it's like, that's all I had. So I was one of those where the 90s was like my year. You have like the top rappers, Public Enemy. You know, I ain't going to go through the names. And I would listen to them, and I would just be amazed at how they would do stuff. And I started just writing some stuff down. It didn't make sense, but I just started writing things down. And I think I started really wanting to do it because I needed a way to vent. There were a lot of things going on at home and at school and, you know, several different places that things that I was involved in that I probably shouldn't have been involved in. And it's like I really didn't know who I could actually, you know, release anything to. So I sat down one day and I just started writing. I started writing according to, like, one of the rapper's styles. And I'd write some stuff and, you know, before you know it, I'd come out with, like, two or three different poems, like two pages long.
Where were you stashing them? Because at that time, as you were putting it, you were confined to your room. So in the moment you were confined, where were you putting that paper? Because when you was able to come out and escape, you know, in so many words, for a temporary moment, because you ended up being confined very soon, shortly after. During those moments, what you do? Put it between the mattress. Where were you hiding these papers? Because during that time, we still did not know you were writing like that.
A lot of the stuff that I would write it and throw it away. I wouldn't keep because I didn't want. It's like after I wrote it down, I didn't want to be reminded of it. So a lot
so
of my
you really like, you really were using it as a way to release. I won't necessarily say anger, but feelings that you had inside that you just had you had to get out, and you weren't trying to do it for the artistic part of it. You were sort of doing it as a kind of like as a therapeutic thing. And how important
that's
do you think
exactly
that is for? Yeah, how do you think? Because I'm thinking now, you know, I have a 17 year old son. He's confined a lot himself. but I never thought of
maybe he could talk to him and give us a pointers.
Right, yeah. But he's in there just listening to music. But I mean, we might be surprised at what would happen if we asked him to, you know, write down some of his thoughts. I mean, I think that's a great idea, and I think that's very, you know, insightful for you. Without someone telling you to do that, that just shows that that was really what was in you. So that's really cool. I really like that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It helped a lot. And I could even say, like, when I was young like that, I did have kind of a anger issue, especially
mm-hmm.
with my beloved sister on the other line right there. we were the sister and brother that were like cats and dogs, literally.
Okay.
We had a lot of love for each other.
Are you the big sister or the little sister?
I'm actually middle.
Okay,
I'm the middle
but are you
child,
older?
He's
are you older?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the baby.
I'm
okay.
older than him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's the baby.
I'm the baby. I'm the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you remember the first thing you ever wrote that made you say, okay, this, you know, I might have something going on here?
Yeah, I do. I think I was like in my early 20s when I first wrote something that I actually wanted to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
It was called My First Three Loves.
Oh, I forgot about
and,
that one.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you did. I wrote about it, and you know, it was listed by my first three loves. It's like my first love, which was a female. My other first mm-hmm. love, which was writing, and my very first love, which was God, Jesus Christ. And that's pretty much what the whole poem was about. I kind of sectioned them out like that. So.
Wow. That's beautiful. I didn't know what you were going to say, so you really really made me feel happy.
That's what we said.
Right.
That's the same thing we said. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, her and my mom always squinch up when they know I'm about to write something because they never know what's going to come out.
Right. I get. Yeah.
But you know what? We do that, but at the same time, I'm a little bit more easier than my mom is, of course, but sometimes it's like you want to double check a who's in the room type thing, you know,
yeah.
when he's getting ready to you. But I remember that one, the first three loves, and then he had this other one, Old Man River. Those were like the top two that I first saw that I'm like, what the hell? yeah. But, yeah, and he can't. It because he sent it to me. I remember what he sent it to me for. I think I was going to do something creative with him or something, but I saved him. And he asked me about it. I'm like, why are you saving it? Why wouldn't I save it? You know,
mm-hmm.
even the sheet of paper when he wrote that poem when we was doing the cards and stuff. I'm like, this is the original piece. Why wouldn't I save it? You know, I put it up and he, until this day, he's like, I'm not giving it to him. And, I mean, I'm like, I don't know exactly where it's at right now, but I know I have it. I won't give it to him because I know what he's
mm-hmm.
going to do. He don't want me to have it, but I'm not handing it to him.
Actually, what I did with it, that one and Old Man Rivers, she actually started a blog for me, like, what, maybe 2010, 2011, something like that. And
mm-hmm.
I wasn't into it. I didn't know what it was for, but she used to, her and my mom used to literally always fuss at me for throwing, you know, throwing them away. I'm like, I don't want them. I just, I write them, vent, and put them in the trash. But after she did the blog, then I started putting stuff on my blog. So from 2011 up until now, my blog is full of, you know, different poems.
That's great. That is great. And like I was saying, I'm a writer as well, and I know how personal your writings are. So I can see, I understand your side of it too, man, because it's like when you write something, it really is coming from your heart and from within, and it's kind of personal, and it's kind of like you want to be in control of it. But on the other hand, thank goodness that your sister was that proactive, and she's kind of bossy. I know her too personally, so
yes,
I just see her.
Thank you.
I just see her.
Thank you.
But
we're
talking about the best. But thank goodness for that. Thank you. You know, you need somebody in your life sometimes that's gonna force you almost to take something to the next level. Because sometimes, especially as writers, we tend to sometimes be introverted a little bit, or like I said, we don't really see it as something that we want to share with the world. And really, that's what it's there for. So thank you, Melissa, for encouraging, especially a young man, because, like I said, I mean, girls are a little more, I mean, we talk, most times we talk more, we share our feelings more. But a lot of times young men, you know, they keep their stuff inside. And I really applaud you for taking that step with him and getting him to blog.
Thank you, Mary. Can I get a thank you, Mary? Van? Hello? You still on the line?
I will. Thank you. A friend of mine was actually telling me about something that she used to do, and I was going to end up doing it too, but I owe you a lot of thanks because of the simple fact that you and my mom were literally like the only two that really just stayed on me and like really encouraged me to do this. And I mean, that was the whole point. I ain't want nobody to know at the time. But,
well,
you
forgot. Okay, I'm nosy. Hell.
Well, I can't wait. I want to hear your poem, and then I want to know how I can. What's your blog? What's your blog site?
Okay. I get a blog site after I do it, because I'm really nervous right now. But okay, I'll do.
Okay.
It's titled Author Unknown.
Okay.
God, you've given us the most powerful thing in existence, and it has the capabilities of lifting us higher than the skies, and at the same time, it could destroy more things than a nuclear bomb has ever been capable of. It's used by one of the smaller parts of the human body. It gives us a sense of peace, fire of rage, or expressions of joy and love. The thing that can range from one to plenty, and at the same time, it can mean the same thing. It's the giver of life, the destroyer of life. It's the peace of the air, or the heartache unspared, the emotions in the songs we sing. These things are words, and neither written nor spoken. The one thing that scares me, and also the same thing that I have so many of, I have officially placed them on mute. I'm afraid to express it because I have a fear of being tested, because these words, they talk about things that I've gone through. Yeah, me writing about this stuff is really good, but what about those that actually need to hear it? There may be someone right now at the edge of their peak. So, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to please remove this fear that I have of opening my mouth, and please just teach me to speak. See, I've been in Moses' zone for the longest time making excuses why I shouldn't open my mouth. There are people sitting inside of boxes and are afraid to let themselves out. Yeah, I know we call ourselves strong, but if you look deep inside, you see that we're all just actually a little bit weak. But, Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to please just help me and teach me to speak. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm all alone while I'm expressing myself and telling all the things that I have residing in my heart. So what if I bomb out the first time? Somewhere I got to start. It doesn't matter if I'm sitting on the stage the size of a doghouse or if I'm sitting in the middle of the street. God, I'm asking you to please give me this desire of my heart, and please just teach me to speak. I know a lot of women that have actually confided in me because they've been victims of being beaten and brutally raped by these bitch-made-nothing-ass niggas. Me and my dudes, we lost, hurt, and confused, dead men walking because we had no liable father figure. But somewhere down the line, we have to learn to put all that stuff to the side and stand tall on our feet. Father, sometimes I feel like I'm their only hope. But, Father, I need you to teach me to speak. Yeah, I can make you laugh and stuff and forget about some things for a certain period of time. But because that stuff is so deep-rooted, it's always going to come back, and we're always looking for signs. We have to fight Satan and ourselves, and neither one of us can be beat. But, Father, we need to hear a word from you. I need you to teach me to speak. The one thing that challenges me is the thought of everything that I am and everything that I have to just be blown. What if I was to die and have all my words inside of all these journals to be placed on a world stage and a salutation reads, author unknown? Father, I'm willing to put all my pride down to decrease as you increase. But, Father, we all need to really hear a word from you. So, Father, I'm asking you to please, please just teach me to speak.
Very good, man. I really, really am impressed. That was very good. Very heartfelt.
Yeah. You say you had another one. Was it Sunday? Was it Sunday announcement?
Yes, Sunday announcement. This one is kind of long.
You're on.
Huh?
Go for it. It's go for it.
Okay. Sunday announcements. My name is Sister Ursula Smiles of the Mount St. Nicholas Missionary of All Urgency Baptist Church, and I just got to say that we is on fire. We remain within these walls praising his holy name Sunday after Sunday, and we going to raise his name higher. If you want to stand on your feet, take off your shoes, or run out around this church, we say it's okay. But the fact of the matter is we ain't really going to do none of that, so don't really listen to what we say. Don't be looking for us to go outreaching out to these sick folks that be on the streets or these sick and shut-ins, because it got to be truthful about it all. I know I done did my part. I done gave them all the call. Some didn't ask, but that's okay. God knows my heart. We just going to listen to the choir, make a lot of noise for our pastor, and we going to see him for doing a good job. Now, the collection plate comes around two or three times. I mean, we got to be robbing Peter to play Pastor Paul. He ain't preaching for free. You got to realize that, though. We got some wonderful deacons that do not give us no mess. For one thing, they only wake up when it's time for the money to be collected. But best believe we going to dance the Holy Ghost dance when our musicians start to play. But when the holiness gets in the music, I like to do my little Holy Ghost routine. I be practicing every day. We have Bible studies every Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock p.m. We love talking about the do's and don'ts of the Bible. Just make sure you do all your don'ts before you get here, before we begin. So if you're looking for a church home where we be enjoying sitting inside of this house of the Lord, you need to join us at Mount St. Nicholas Missionary of Our Urgency Baptist Church. Come aboard, come aboard, come aboard.
That is great.
You know,
oh, my God,
perfect.
You're a poet and you're a comedian, too.
Oh, my God. I told him he was a class clown. My mom had a VIP pass to the school.
My mom used to literally come up to the school. I had absolutely no idea. Everyone around school, my mom, I'd be doing whatever it is I'm doing. And people would say, why your mama here? I'm like, huh? What you mean? Why your mama here? I ain't know she was here. And before I knew it, I'm going in class acting a clown, doing what I usually do. And I just so happened to look back. And I'm looking at my mama, looking at me, looking at her.
Yeah, he's the class clown. That's bad when everybody in the school know your mom.
I know, but also, I mean, like on our, I'm a writer for the Tom Doing the Morning Show. And we have comedians on the show, and they always say, like, you know, they were told all their lives, you know, keep being silly, nothing's gonna come of it. But
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of times when people like Van and like comedians and like other creative people, the school system really doesn't. Understand that kind of a kid, and they kind of try to beat it out of them or punish them out of their personality,
mm-hmm.
and then as they get older, it turns out that's you know it's going to help them. So then I mean your comedic timing with that poem and your versatility you have with the serious poem on one hand and then something that's light like that really speaks to your talent. And like I used to tell my son, I was like, you have a great personality, you're funny, you speak well. I said, but it's not working for the fourth grade. When you get older. But they're not enjoying your show right now. So, and you know, so that's the truth. You know, you just keep at it and, you know, and use your gift. You just never know how it's gonna show up. And parents, if any parents are listening, you know, don't ever give up on your kids, especially your sons, because sometimes they could be late bloomers, you know.
That's what we thought. He was a late bloomer, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, but in all honesty, I mean, uh-huh. he knows, because even when he put his stuff out, and if he is kind of, I just say, out there, I just
mm-hmm.
respond, oh, my, and we'll leave it at that. He knows what I mean when I say that. But
right.
that's him. That's his thing. And I just say, oh, my, and we move on. You know, but, you know, it's a lot
yeah.
worse and a lot of other things that he could be doing. So, I mean, he's good at it. I have to give him that. He is good at it.
Exactly. And you have to let people express their art. It's not always, it might not always be as the way we will say it or the way, you know, sometimes, you know, I have a friend whose son wants to be a rapper and he, you know, he can get pretty rough with it and it really hurts their heart. But I'm like, you know, you don't want people to be, you know, go over the top, but you have to let, you can't tell people how to express themselves. You really can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's well, Van, if you... With the okay, I know you have your blog, I know you have your social media. Now, with what you're putting out there, what type of feedback do you get from your followers?
A lot of it varies. I've put out some mm-hmm. things that someone would be like, you know, I've had some that would actually thank me for actually expressing some things because they would actually be thinking a lot of the same things. And it would be actual poets that
mm-hmm.
Would be like, know how to express it. And, you know, there would be some that would just be like, you know, good job or whatever the case is, you know, and there are some that actually encouraged me. But I've never gotten any negative feedback from anyone. And, you know, that's about it.
Okay. So you said that this is your first official, if you will, that you've done this. So after today, what are you going to do different to put yourself out there a little bit more?
I've been wanting to do open mic for a long time. I haven't done it because I know I'm a punk. And me getting on the stage to actually do like a piece that I actually wrote, it frightens me. I've done plays with no problem. I've sang in church. I've prayed, you know, in front of people, and I've done it without a problem. But to actually do something that I wrote, for some reason, it scares me. But I'm going to try my best to make, I'm going to make more efforts to try to do an open mic, you know, just get exposed to myself.
Something. Because
I've actually started writing a book, like, last year. I'm stuck on, like, chapter 4. But that's one thing that I really want to do, like a story poetry book. So that's
you want me to
like
fast
something
you so you won't lose it?
No, I got a flash drive, but I thank you.
But you know, okay.
I have a flash
drive. Hold on. But,
yes,
okay.
Should have had it for 20
but
years,
but
I didn't realize that.
Okay. But like you say, you've done the plays, and you have absolutely zero, I mean, negative zero stage fright when it comes to stuff like that. You put on the wigs, you put on the stupid outfits like Brown. You do some stupid stuff. I mean, literally stupid. But, and you have no problem doing it. You have no problem getting in the character. You have no problem just doing stuff, and then when it's over, you put your clothes on and you walk out of there like, you know, yeah, what, you know. But for that to be stage fright for you, is it because, I guess, you know, it's something that you wrote, is it that you could be afraid of, like, rejection, that somebody may not like it or something?
That has a lot to do with it. Also, it's just because it's personal.
Right. I get it.
It's something that's, like, really heartfelt. I went to I used to kind of work at this poetry club called Secret Word, and I tried it twice. I got on stage. I started out like a boss. I'm up there. And I'm just spit it out. But it's like when I get to a certain point, it's like, okay, hold up. I have to pull my phone out and actually read it out because it just I don't know it for whatever reason it just. It frightens me. I don't know why.
Well, that's you just because you didn't tell me about it and I wasn't there. That's all.
That could be.
I was
there, but
I say
keep at it, keep practicing. I mean, you made the first step here by reciting it, and I know you may have been reading it, but still, I get it. It's like, you know, that's like putting something so personal before other people, and it's like, if somebody doesn't like it, it's like if you have children, it's like somebody tells you have an ugly kid or something like that. I mean, you really take it personal. But you have to realize that everybody's been where you've been, you know, and they've all had to take that first step. So I'm going to be following you, and I'm going to be anxious to hear about your first, I guess you've done it before, but when you start feeling comfortable. Did you ever think about doing it on YouTube or something like that, having a YouTube channel?
I thought about it. I just need to get someone to record it.
Okay, well, tell your sister.
All
you got to do, whatever you want to do, tell your sister. She'll make you do it, whether you want to do it or not. So.
Well, I did kind of corner him in this because he was like, well, what's the show going to be about? I said, you? He said, oh.
I'm thinking I'm going to be on here and just do a piece and, you know, just get in with the conversation. I'm like, okay.
All right. Express yourself, show. Well, you've been a delight.
Well,
I really like what you're doing, and I really applaud you as a young man to, you know, to do something that, you know, to follow your dream like that. I'm excited to hear more about the book as well. So we're rooting for
don't
you.
Don't worry about it, Mary. I get a hold to it. Don't worry about
it. You got
it. I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
I know.
Well, man, tell people. Let everybody know your social media, how to get in touch with you. If someone listens to this and say, hey, I got to have him and be a part of this event, how can they get with you?
I'm on Facebook as Utter Speech, UTTER, Speech. My blog page is Express for Me, Express, the number 4ME, .blogspot.com. And on Twitter, I am Express for Me, Express, number 4ME.
All right.
Cool.
I'm going to follow you on Twitter. You got to follow me back, though.
And, I will.
All right. Give me your Twitter one more time.
Express for Me, Express, the number 4ME.
Gotcha. All right.
And next time, John, you better call and tell me. I'm still going nowhere. Don't tell me you ain't on no show. Okay, so I had to release that. Anyway.
Wow.
Thank you for being on the show, man.
Oh, Lord.
I love my sister. Bless her heart.
I know. Hey, Dan, do me a quick favor.
Yeah.
Give me 5 lines about your sister if you have to write a poem about it.
Oh, man. You know. Go.
Just from the top of my head?
Just from the top of your head.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Man, I have to tell you, I have this woman that I had in my life. She's kind of on the rough side of things, but, you know, sometimes you have to think twice. She's a beautiful delight sometimes, except when she gets in her moods. Sometimes you want to wrang them by the neck, but I'm like, all right, it's still cool. She's doing, but she's the love of my life. She's my sister, the next to oldest. I still sometimes have to think twice.
Oh, beautiful. I got tears in my eyes.
You make me sick.
He didn't think I could do it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, you know what? She just put you on the spot, and look at what you did. On the spot, that easy, not a problem. But the difference is, get on stage and close your eyes. That's the same difference. You don't have people standing in front of you. But you just did this. Now what?
Yep.
Hello. I'm about to get off the phone. How about
everybody can't do that. Seriously, express yourself. Everybody can't do that. So that tells me right there that you because you could have easily said nah, I'll get back to you, blah blah blah. But you rose to the challenge. So I know you have what it's. I'm gonna be looking for you.
Yay! He did it!
He did it.
He did it. Alright, well, we're ending the show. No more sibling bickering. We're done.
Until the next time.
Right.
Until the next time. But it was fun. You know, thank you for sharing your pieces. And I want you to get out there a little bit more because I know that you can, and I know you don't have stage fright, but I understand the personal aspect of it. So we're rooting on you to get out there.
It was a challenge, but I do appreciate it, though. Thank you for having me on the show. Okay.
No problem. All right, Mary, we are out. Gossip Talk is over. With the poetry, we've had fun today. Send us an email, gossiptalk_tx@yahoo.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, have questions about past guests, I need to get in touch with the guests. And you can always, always listen to the archives of this show at your leisure or as many times as you want. And please share them on all of your social media and get the word out about Gossip Talk. We are here, we're having fun, and you never know what we're going to gossip about next. So, everyone have an enjoyable evening, and we'll talk next time.